Yo, hey everyone, it's Adrienne here. I hope you're all having a great week. This week I wanted to share a message with you all. Back in the day, I used to record voice notes almost every week on this podcast to share a little message of motivation and encouragement. Sometimes just something I'd been thinking about or reading or listening to that week that had inspired me that I wanted to share on the podcast. So haven't done that for a while. So this message is something that I've been thinking about myself over the last week. And so I wanted to share it with all of you. And that message is to finish what you started. Now, it sounds simple enough. And actually, this is going to be a little bit maybe contradictory to things I've said in the past. But, you know, life is full of contradictions, so I'm sure I can be forgiven. But in the past, I've often said that getting started is so often the hardest part. I've said it probably on this podcast before that, you know, whether it's starting something new, making a change, like getting started, you know, it's the hardest bit, taking that first step. And once you get started, you know, just go for it. Don't put it off. Don't wait. Do it now. That's kind of the message. And I do stand by that. I do believe that. But I think what I've been seeing in myself and in others recently is that actually getting started, yes, can be challenging, but once you get started with something, it's actually just as difficult to maintain it, remain consistent, and to actually complete it. So, for example, look at the situation right now in lockdown. I think people have taken on different challenges. They might have set themselves deadlines, things to work towards, which is great. I work well to deadlines, so that works for me too. But for example, take like, you know, learning a language or starting a fitness challenge. In May, I actually hosted a running challenge, which was 100K in May. So I talked about it on Instagram and started a group on Strava called the 100K May Challenge. And it's really simple. You could run any time, any pace, anything you wanted, as long as you completed 100 kilometers in May. And I initially did this because I wanted to motivate myself and be accountable to keep up my running. So I thought, well, maybe a couple of people, maybe like 20, 30 mates, people on Instagram, runners that I know will join the challenge. And yeah, we can keep each other accountable. But within 3 days of me talking about the challenge online and starting the Strava group, 45,000 runners had signed up to the challenge, and it was absolutely amazing to see. I mean, it was blew my mind. I was like, 45,000, like what? It was amazing. And throughout the month of May, I kept up my running and I was posting how many kilometers, and people were sending me messages on Instagram and posting their stories saying, oh, I've done 60K, I've got 40 to go. Or especially in the last week of May, I was getting so many messages and people saying, oh, I've just hit 90 or I've just completed it. And it was amazing. It really did. It did what I set out to do, which was to encourage people to keep running, and for myself included. It was great. But I'm sure there were thousands of people who probably didn't complete the challenge, which is fine. But I think when I look at, you know, even the data around fitness challenges, like a 30-day fitness challenge, I think statistically it's less than 20% actually complete to day 30. So although I've been saying for so long, getting started is the hardest part, I actually think seeing things through and finishing what you start and being consistent to complete is also incredibly difficult. So that's something I've been thinking about. I wanted to encourage myself and encourage the listeners of this show. If that's something that you need to hear right now, what's the thing that you need to persevere with? The thing that you need to endure and just complete? What is it that you've started that you need to finish? Whatever it is, I hope that this message resonates and helps you to think about that. You know, sometimes in the middle of something, you start to lose the motivation. It's not as exciting anymore. But hard work is never, ever wasted. So the hard work that you do will pay off. And I think even if you don't see the reward of it straight away, that's something that I'm going to be thinking about over the next few weeks. So that's that. The next thing I wanted to update you on is a little bit of a podcast update. So during lockdown, we've been recording remotely, which has had its challenges for sure. I definitely miss being in the podcast studio in London, in Shoreditch, meeting with guests face to face and having those connections and those conversations. I just love recording this show. So recording remotely has been great, but we are actually going to take a little bit of a break from recording new interviews until we can get back into the studio. I think we're up to almost 100 interviews now on the podcast over the last 18 months. So over the next few weeks, my wonderful producer team, they are going to be sharing some compilation episodes. We're going to share some of the best bits, some of the highlights, some of the different topics that we've covered over those interviews. For example, we've had different interviews where I've talked to guests, sleep scientists, doctors about sleep. So we might do a whole episode compiling all the top tips about sleep, or about fear and overcoming fear and taking risk, about early morning routines versus night owls, all the episodes we've done about running, getting all the top tips from all the different runners that have been on the show and different athletes, to book recommendations. All those kind of things are going to be coming up over the next few weeks. So if you've listened to every episode of this show, then I mean, that would be incredible because it's been so many. But if you haven't, then hopefully you'll discover some new people in our compilation episodes over the next few weeks. So that brings me on to my last update, which is the Power Hour book. So I am going to be pouring my time, energy and love, blood, sweat and tears into the book for the next 2 months as I finish what I started, as I work hard towards my deadline. Writing at the moment, rewriting, editing, all of that constantly. And I am so, so excited to share the book. It's going to be available at the end of the year. So if you enjoy the topics that I've talked about on the show and that I've interviewed guests on, then I really hope that you will enjoy reading the book as well. I'm covering everything from the power of habits to our mindsets, to daily movement, to building self-confidence, tools and routines from high performers to networking, community. So many things are being covered in this book. So yeah, if you want to check that out, if you want to pre-order, it's available now. It's available on Amazon.com. It's on Waterstones.com. And if you just type in Power Hour Adrienne, it will come up and you can pre-order a copy for yourself. So that's what I'm going to be doing over the next few weeks. Thank you so much for continuing to support the podcast, for listening to the show. Every single rate and review, I really, really appreciate it. I read every single one. In fact, if you've been listening to the show during lockdown and you've enjoyed it, please do leave a review on iTunes. I often hear that on other people's podcasts, and I can be honest, a few years ago, I probably, even the shows that I really loved and I listened to every week, I used to think, oh yeah, I'll write a review on iTunes, and then I'd completely forget and I never did it. But now as a podcast host myself, I really do understand the value of that, and it really helps to get new guests and to reach new audiences and to grow the show, which is what it's all about, because I want to reach more people, to encourage them, to inspire them, and to hopefully for them to listen to the guests and the conversations and take things away that they can action into their own lives. So if you haven't already, then please do leave us a rate and a review, subscribe, and have an awesome week. Stay safe. Thank you so much for listening to the Power Hour podcast. See ya.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.